Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter, and are you ready to review with us on this fine Saturday?
Hello everyone, my name is Marie, and yes, I am ready to review. On Saturdays, we take a look back at the lesson and features from the week.
Yeah, it's good practice. Then Marie and I will ask you some questions, and be sure to answer them at home.
We learned some very useful English about paying bills, and we learned about public Wi-Fi too.
Don't forget about self-driving cars. Wow, that's a lot. So what are we waiting for? Let's get started. Here we go.
What are you looking at, Alex?
I am looking at my power bill, I think.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't understand this bill.
Let me help you. What don't you understand?
When is it due? And how do I pay it?
Let's see. It tells you right here.
In Taipei, I never have a problem with bills.
Really? How do you pay them?
You go to a convenience store.
Well, you can't usually do that here.
I know. That's my problem.
That's not your only problem. How old is this bill?
I don't know. Why?
You didn't pay this bill on time. It's overdue.
Oh no!
You have to pay this bill today.
Is it that bad?
Yes. The electric company might turn off your power.
But without power, I can't cook.
So, pay the bill. Do it today.
How can I pay it today?
You can go to the power company's office at lunch.
Okay, I can do that.
Bills, bills, bills!
Excuse me? What did you say?
Oh, nothing. I'm just looking at my bills. There are a lot of them.
There are. I pay a gas bill, a water bill, and a cable bill.
Don't forget your cell phone bill and your rent.
Right. And I often have credit card bills, too.
We pay a lot of bills.
I don't like bills. Some of them are really expensive.
I know. But bills pay for some important things.
That's true. All of those things make life easier and more convenient.
And more fun.
Right. Life wouldn't be very much fun without water and electricity.
But it would be nice to spend less on bills.
That would be great.
Did you pay your electric bill?
Yes, I went and paid my bill at lunch. Now they won't shut off my electricity.
Good. Paying your bills on time is important.
I know. How do you pay your bills, Linda?
I pay them online.
Can you show me how to do that?
Sure. I have to pay my garbage bill, so I'll show you how.
Alex, do you like to drive?
Sure, but I don't like to sit in traffic.
When I'm tired, I avoid driving.
I know, it is not safe. I don't drive when the weather is bad.
So, a self-driving car would be really great.
A what?
A self-driving car. You can go places at the push of a button. Susie, what do you know about self-driving cars?
Not much. Isn't Google developing one?
Yes. I was just reading about it online. It's really great.
How does it work?
Choose a place you want to go and program the car. Then you push a button, and the car takes you there.
You don't have to do anything?
No, you just enjoy the ride.
Rob is really excited about self-driving cars.
I know. He's talking to everyone about them.
What do you think about them? Would you want one?
They sound scary to me. I like to control my car myself.
But not everyone can control their car well. So people have accidents.
I know. But don't trust a self-driving car to avoid an accident.
So, Linda, what do you think about self-driving cars? Everyone is talking about them.
I think they are a great idea. Just think, blind people could use them. And old people could use them too.
Right. Now many seniors give up their cars because they're no longer safe drivers.
I'd like to ride in a self-driving car.
So would I. But it would be strange. I hear they don't have steering wheels. Rob, have Google's self-driving cars been in any accidents?
Yes, a few. I read that other drivers have hit Google's self-driving cars 14 times. But a self-driving car has never caused an accident.
That's amazing.
Yes, it is amazing, considering that the Google cars drive about 10,000 miles a month.
That's more than many people drive in a year.
Why would anyone want a self-driving car? If I want someone to drive me, I'll take a bus.
Buses stop many places. A self-driving car would just take you where you want to go.
I don't think they're safe.
Self-driving cars have driven over 1 million miles with only minor accidents.
Fine, but I'm not ready to let a computer drive me around just yet.
Welcome to LTE TV News Report. I'm Taylor. A thief is stealing money from a store. Someone calls the police. Soon, the police arrive at the store, but they cannot find the thief. The police use Wi-Fi to check a security camera in the store. They get a picture of the thief from that. Next, the police use Wi-Fi to check security cameras near the store. They see the thief running away, but soon the police catch him. Smartphones are useful. They help us learn, play, shop, and work. They let us use the internet everywhere we go. But using the internet on a smartphone can be expensive. Some people can't afford that. And some people don't have smartphones. They get on the internet with their computers or tablets. So many cities have public Wi-Fi. Public Wi-Fi gives everyone a cheap, fast way to use the internet. Free public Wi-Fi also helps in other ways. It helps small businesses grow because it helps them save money. It helps cities see how we use water, gas, and electricity. Then they don't waste those things.
It also lets people do their work without going to the office. And it helps police and fire services get information more easily. Isn't public Wi-Fi great? Thanks for watching today's news report. I'm Taylor. See you next time.
Okay, friends, I hope you have your notes. Get ready. Let's begin the questions.
Okay.
All right. So, how can you pay your bills?
Well, in some places like Taiwan, you can pay your bills at a convenience store.
That's true, and you can get a candy bar at the convenience store. Wow, that's great. But what is another way that you can pay for your bills?
You know, some people pay their bills online.
Oh, that's very true. Which do you do?
I usually go to the convenience store to pay my bill. It goes very fast.
Great. Well, we have an interesting technology lesson this week. What is it about?
It is about self-driving cars. Soon, people won't need to drive. A computer will drive for you.
Great. That's right. You are really doing well this week. Okay, so who can use self-driving cars? Anyone can use them, yes, I know that. But who do these cars really help?
People who are blind and senior citizens.
That's right. These self-driving cars will help them a lot. Okay, what do you use Wi-Fi for?
Oh, we use it to get on the internet. Many places have Wi-Fi.
That's right. Well, we talked about public Wi-Fi. Can you tell us what public means?
Public means everyone can use it. Just think about park. Parks are public. Anyone can go there. And right now, we have to go to a break. Don't go away.
Welcome back to the show, friends. So, Marie, do you have Wi-Fi at home?
Yes, I do, Peter. With Wi-Fi, I go on the internet, and I also talk to my family at home.
That's great. I don't have Wi-Fi at home, so that means I don't have the internet. It's kind of nice. I just go to a coffee shop instead. Okay, friends, now it's time to continue our lesson. We can look at some of our features from this week.
Well, hello, everyone. I'm Jack, and this is Jack's File. Today, I'm looking at my bills. My goodness, I have a lot of them. There's the bill for electricity for my house. There is a bill for water, too, and a bill for my cable TV and my cell phone, and of course, my credit card bill. I hope I have enough money to pay all of these.
Everyone has bills, and they must be paid. People have to pay rent for their house or apartment. They have to pay for electricity and water. They have to pay to have their garbage picked up. They pay for their cell phone. And often, they have to pay one or more credit card bills. But don't spend too much on your credit cards. Then you will have a hard time paying the bill. People pay bills in different ways. In the United States, people receive many bills in the mail. They will write a check for each bill and then mail it back to the company. But some people do not like to pay bills this way. Some people pay them online. That is very easy and convenient. And other people just have their bills paid right from their bank account. they let companies take money from their accounts each month. But people still pay their bills in person. They can go to the place they owe money and pay it there. There are many ways to pay bills. Any way you do, it is okay. Just make sure to pay them on time. If you don't pay on time, you'll have to pay a late fee. And who wants to pay extra money?
There. I just paid my last bill. I will mail all of these tomorrow. Now I need to be careful. I don't have much money left in my account. Paying bills is not fun, but it's important. Okay, I'm going to take all these bills to the post office now. See you next time, everyone.
Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about cars, and here to answer our question is my special guest, Ms. Minnie Driver.
Hello, Rob.
Hello, Minnie. Thank you for being on our show.
Thank you.
Well, Minnie, we have a question today from Gordon Jump of Dorset, England. Can you help us answer it?
Sure, I'll try.
Great. Gordon writes, I have heard a lot about self-driving cars, but I don't know a lot about them. Can you tell me how self-driving cars work?
Sure, Gordon. I'd love to tell you all about self-driving cars.
Thanks, Minnie.
First, for people who don't know what self-driving cars are, they are cars that can drive by themselves. No person sits in the driver's seat.
So, how do they drive by themselves?
Well, each of the cars has a computer. The computer controls the car.
How does the computer know where to drive the car?
That's a good question. Each self-driving car has sensors all around it. The sensors let the car know when objects, like people, cyclists, vehicles, buildings, and more, are near. So the cars can safely drive around them.
Sounds like a smart car.
They are smart. Like any driver, a self-driving car needs to answer questions all the time.
What kind of questions?
They answer, where am I? What's around me? What will happen next? And what should I do?
So the car's computer answers these questions and decides how to move the car?
That's right.
Wow, that's amazing. Thanks for answering our question, Minnie. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. We'll see you next time on Question Time.
Oh, I can't do this. I'm a terrible doctor. Oh. Come in.
Doctor?
Oh, you must be Nina. Please sit down.
Are you okay, doctor?
Well, I don't like hurting people.
I don't mind shots. They can help me.
Oh, really? I'm so glad you're not scared. You see, I was worried, but since you said that, I could have a better... I mean, I'm happier... Oh, I need Super Sentence Man.
And Super Sentence Man is never too far away. The Super Sentence you need is, it helps someone do something more easily. You want to say, it helps me do my job more easily.
Yes, yes. When people are not scared of me, it helps me do my job more easily.
Excellent. Do you have another super sentence for me, just for fun?
Oh, okay. Let's use a GPS. It helps us get home more easily.
Let's use a GPS. It helps us get home more easily. What about you, Nina?
I like drinking coffee in the morning. It helps me wake up more easily.
Ah, it helps me wake up more easily. Super! Now, what super sentence do you need to use today, Doctor?
I need to use this sentence. I'm so glad you're not scared. It helps me do my job more easily.
And that is how you use a super sentence. Remember, a super sentence every day will make your English great. Now, can you do it now, Doctor?
Yes, I can. Nina, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. You can do it, Doctor.
Here we go. There, I did it.
That wasn't so hard, was it?
No, it was easy. Thank you, Super Sentence Man. Friends, isn't it helpful to watch those conversations and features one more time? We know that listening and seeing them is important.
Yes, and you can come back every Saturday to review with us. It's a lot of fun. And make sure to join us on Monday for a new lesson.
Yeah, that's right. We have so much to learn and so much to talk about. There's always more fun things to learn. We'll see you then right here on...
Let's talk in English.
Goodbye.